Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Tina Diamond, a very good morning to you. You must be a little bit exhausted after last night's Jewish Achievers event.
Howard, strong like a...
like a bus. Well, it really was an incredible, incredible event. And for anybody who missed it, last night was the Jewish Reports, Jewish Achievers event. It was all online. Not easy at all. Certainly in terms of technology, getting people in, getting people out. It started off a little bit wobbly, didn't it? Technologically.
Yes, there was some sort of technical sound issues in the beginning, but they did sort it out. Mm. And the rest of the evening ran magnificently. I mean, we literally could not have asked for a better show.
Yeah, once we got through that first part, I guess just as it got into its groove, then it was impeccable. It was really unbelievable to think about the amount of people that you were crossing to, videos that you had, entertainers from all around the world was really just something quite incredible.
Yeah, in fact, so this probably was much harder than pulling off a gala dinner with 1,000 people in one room. Mm. I mean, coordinating people from literally around the world, from different continents, from the entertainment to the winners, to the nominees, to literally, I think we videoed, we interviewed over 130 people individually.
Wow.
In a relatively short space of time. Mm. But what it did actually give us is the ability to bring people in from all over the world that we maybe would not have had if we didn't run it from as a digital event. And I mean, we had issues. I mean, we had some challenges that we had to overcome. And I think that we did manage to do it. I think the team pulled together incredibly well, headed by Howard Saxton, our chairman and leader and slave driver. And, I mean, the quality of the nominees, the quality of the winners was just so superb, so uplifting. I mean, you come out of that event every single year and you are blown away by the talent, blown away by the contribution that is made by our tiny little community. And I think it was even more sort of prevalent throughout this COVID period. And it was so obvious as well. And the people that were nominated and the people that actually won were just like so on another level that it was actually astounding to watch. And every single thing, again, from the entertainment to the production, I mean, man-made media seriously stepped up. I mean, I don't think they knew what they were really in for when we originally started the project. We did tell them what they were in for. I don't think they really understood until we were in full production mode, but pulled it off beautifully and it really just came together. We were thrilled.
Yeah. And of course there was even the pre thing. I mean, we got this dinner delivered, which was incredible. It was absolutely amazing. From wine to gin to the tonics to the three course meal that came in this incredible, almost like a barrel of delivery along with the decor. Just every detail was thought of, and it just obviously is very difficult. I can't even imagine the logistical planning around that. You know, I go to the door, I open the door, and I receive a delivery. But what's gone on before that, in order to get to that position, is immense. Obviously,
no, absolutely. So I mean, even from Dolores Lachey, who was our head chef and key caterer, she honestly just pulled out all the stops. I mean, there were multiple food tastings, but the food was outstanding. So not only did we have to think about the actual food and every single course and how do you make it unique and absolutely delicious, but also how to deliver it. We actually had those boxes custom made. So every single box that was custom made, sort of I'll just describe it, was obviously in a black barrel with multiple colored absa tape around it. It had three shelves so that we could actually put trays in for every single course that was specially, had a flat bottom so that it didn't roll. And, literally the logistical component of it was absolutely immense. The full team had to pull together. We had to deliver over 600 meals. We had to make sure it was all right. Everyone got the beef, the chicken, or the vegetarian that they ordered, and that it arrived on time, that it was delivered to the right address. And it really got pulled off. It was absolutely incredible. And, the amount of detail that goes into it, people don't think about it. Even the ribbon, I mean, our events people were literally, and Felicity Kent, also outstanding with Danny Kader, our CEO, were tying literally each individual box till 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. So the amount of work that goes into it cannot be understated. Every single detail gets attended to. Every single little minute detail on the program, on the delivery, on the drinks, on the gin, the tonic, the kosher Prosecco from Dan Orbach. I mean, it was all just exquisite. I don't know if you managed to drink that.
I think there was a too little in our bottle, because before we knew it, that entire bottle was gone of Prosecco. I think they didn't fill ours. Is there a place that I can complain?
Get a refill.
I don't know. Before we knew it, it was gone, and it was superb. Absolutely superb.
Yeah, no. Listen, there was nothing in that box. And also, it was absolutely delicious. Everything complemented everything else, and every detail was thought of, from the pre-drinks to those Absa bags to the boxes.
No, it was really superb. Let's just talk for a moment about the winners. Can you give us a list of who they were for anybody who's not following?
Sure. So to start us off with, we had the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is in honor of Helen Sussman, and that was won by Sir Sidney Kentridge. I mean, to get hold of Sir Sidney Kentridge in itself is an absolute mean feat. He is the father of William Kentridge, the artist.
Do you know that I had no idea?
Did you not know that?
I did not know that. In fact, and at the one of the Jewish Achievers that William Kentridge won, we were sitting at his table, but I did not connect those dots.
I know, one wouldn't think of this massive attorney who
Maybe that's why it's so different with the artist.
Yeah, I mean, again, very, very different. So obviously William, very arty, very out there. And he actually gave the award to his father, which was so beautiful, which he presented. So he gave a beautiful speech about his father and how his father was always seen as a sort of great man and always like really seen in awe. And, I mean, obviously he was knighted. He's Sir Sidney Kentridge. Mm-hmm. The Queen did use her sword on either shoulder.
Right.
And I mean, he's just a phenomenal, phenomenal individual. I mean, if you look at his career and how he literally, represented, Mandela in the treason trial, and he was then at the apartheid trial for Stephen Biko. He really just is an absolute icon in the legal profession, and he's so respected. And I think we had a video which showed all of that, how he's held in awe by his colleagues. So it was phenomenal to have him.
You know something that I noticed, and I can't decide if it's good or bad, and I'd actually love your thoughts on it. To some extent, it was amazing to see the overlap between a lot of the winners and the people talking about the winners. So on some extent, and so we're talking about Natie Kirsch's daughter, who won the
Humanitarian.
And then you had the Women in Business Award, the Lifetime Achievement Award. There was a lot of overlap with people around them, and I couldn't decide if it was phenomenal to see and amazingly circular, or if it created the impression of it being too tight a club of Kirsch's, Ackerman's, Kentridge's, etc. What's your thoughts on that?
So, no, absolutely not, because it just shows that their reach is so massive. So, for example, right, so Wendy Fisher won our Humanitarian Award in honor of Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris, and then Suzanne Ackerman-Berman won the Europcar Women in Leadership Award. And they both had Sia Khaleesi on their videos, and I have to tell you, to get hold of Sia Khaleesi is no mean feat either. We've been trying to get hold of her.
I have no doubt, right.
But he spoke on both of their videos because they've both given to his charity. So it just shows, I think it shows the reach of the charities, the reach of these unbelievable Jewish women, and how they've really taken
phenomenal to see what they've done. Absolutely incredible.
Beyond. The impact just of those two people, just of Wendy Fisher and Suzanne Ackerman-Berman, with their foundations, with the ability, what they have done during COVID, the way they've given back, the amount of people they have fed, they have housed.
I'm not for one moment suggesting that they weren't worthy winners. They're absolutely, when you watch the videos of what they've achieved, you do so with your mouth agape, because it's just unbelievable how they literally rolled up their sleeves and did it. But it was just an interesting observation that I wondered if that is something that says to some of the other nominees, well, you might not ever achieve that, or you might not ever get there because you aren't part of a circle.
No, I really don't think that is the case, because the truth is every single year we see outliers. You see things that like you, that would never, you would never believe. In fact, if you look at it as someone, for example, so Glenn Wallman was an example of the Year of Car Women Award. And again, it was so tough because how do you really choose a winner when you've got so many people that have given so much back? And Glenn, literally, she didn't have Sia Khaleesi on hers, but what she has done, what she has accomplished, the amount of people that she has assisted, the amount of people she has mobilized to help, to really give back during COVID, to really contribute back to South African society is enormous. It is absolutely enormous. So again, so hard. Again, she was singled out in terms of her contribution, but to say that it's unattainable is absolutely not true, because if you look at her impact, it's just absolutely immense.
Yeah, it's just interesting and absolutely amazing. Of course, Professor Barry Shubb, winning for was a community service.
Yes,
incredible, incredible choice as well.
Yeah, listen, again, it was so difficult because when you look at all those medical professionals that were there, you had Professor Barry Shubb, you had Cheryl Cohen, you had Lucille Bloomberg, it is so, so tough because every one of them has contributed so much during COVID period. And I think with Barry Shubb, Professor Barry Shubb, he literally has been at the forefront. He has been, I think, on every radio station, on every TV station. He has been
tirelessly, absolutely tirelessly.
He literally has worked tirelessly, and he's just so gracious about it. And he just is always just such a calm, wonderful individual to speak to, and he's always just willing to help, to share his knowledge. And again, I don't think his role's over, because unfortunately we're not at the end of COVID.
No, not at all.
He contributed so much that he needed that recognition from the community for all the work that he has done.
Take us through some of the other winners.
All right, so we've discussed briefly Wendy Fisher and Susan Acton-Berman, but I just want to tell you also with Wendy Fisher, she has started an online university that she actually only started
because she felt
having her parents at home with nothing to do and needing entertainment. Literally started getting her friends, of which she counts, you know, generally the most notable individuals in the universe, including Tony Blair. She's so connected. She's so wonderful. She's so gracious. She's friendly. She's not at all, as you say, someone who's, you would think is in those circles, who's untouchable, unreachable. She's just an absolutely wonderful human being who genuinely just gives from her heart. And she, again, created this university out of the goodness of her heart, out of a great idea that she had, and she has 4,000 people who are now registered as part of this
loved that. And I loved how her family spoke about her, because that to me actually said so much as well.
Absolutely, and you can see they genuinely love and adore.
No, you can see that, and that's what's so amazing is you can tell very quickly if it's you know, if it's contrived, and it just wasn't. Yeah. It was absolutely real.
No, that struck me completely with all of the interviews with her father, Nate, who himself is an absolute legend, and her father, Francis. Her sister, again, when we were interviewing them, you honestly just got so much love and adoration from them and the children about how much they love her that you know that.
I was so impressed with that. It was just amazing. To me, that almost said more about, you know, when I still saw how her family spoke about her. That to me was incredible. Yeah.
No, it's honestly wonderful, and I can just attest to the fact that it's all real. It's just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful, free, and giving so much back. All right, so just to get on to the other winners, because I know there are so many that were unbelievable. So then we went into then also the Kirsch sponsored, the Kirsch Family Entrepreneur Award, which is also absolutely wonderful of them, because they really believe, and I don't know if you picked this up during the videos, but everything they say and everything I think Natey Kirsch his family is don't give a fish, teach to fish. So they very, very focused on entrepreneurship, I mean, empowering people to actually make their own money, to actually go and create value, create jobs, and to self-empower people. So that is why they actually sponsored that entrepreneurial award. And that was won by Liran Asnas. And he is obviously the epitome of an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
He has built a business that is just phenomenal. He's taken it. He bought
such
it from someone.
Such a well-deserved, such a well-deserved award. He is, and in fact, he mentioned that out of university or articles, he worked for a commodity trading company. I worked very closely with Liran. He worked with us for years before moving into this business. So certainly, I can attest to Liran's on a personal level, his entrepreneurial spirit and his focus. It absolutely phenomenal. He is the epitome of an entrepreneur. Positive, judges people in a wonderful light, sees the good, and just wants to make a difference. He's an incredible, incredible choice.
No, absolutely. And we were, like, the judges also were thrilled when that was sort of a unanimous choice. And he really is just outstanding. And he's just a wonderful human being. So, again, so, so happy. I think all the choices were just phenomenal. So hard when you do have such a list of, because, again, these weren't the only nominees. And it was so difficult for the judges. But, you know, there can only be one in each category as an official winner. And but they were all outstanding, absolutely outstanding. Then on the Absa Professional Excellence in the Time of COVID Award, this went to Professor Mervyn Murr. And I don't even know if you'd heard of Mervyn Murr before.
So I had, but I hadn't heard of his hair, which became very much a focal point. Honestly, that was one of the funniest comments. First of all, your dealing with him on the red carpet around his hair was an absolute delight. I loved that. And then the comedian said later on in the evening, there'll be a second award that he'll be winning, and that is the Timothy Award for Hair Excellence during the time of COVID. I actually think I was on the floor at that point.
Yeah, no, listen, and Gilly was also outstanding.
Outstanding. And so difficult to achieve this on a virtual platform. I think she was superb. Absolutely superb.
She was, as you say, very hard to deliver comedy to a screen. And she did a fantastic, fantastic job. And she picked up all these little nuances. And again, with his hair, it really is quite amusing. But just his achievements, I was not aware of his achievements. I mean, he heads up the COVID unit. I mean, the ICU unit at the Joburg chain. He convinced the government to stay wasting all the money and throwing it away once to create COVID wards, then dismantle them after COVID. He said, please invest into the Joburg Gen, invest into something which is sustainable. He has, I mean, the people that spoke about him again, his colleagues, his patients, the love, the admiration, the absolute humility. His acceptance speech was magnificent. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, so much humility, a calmness about him. And just an absolute, you can see a genuine individual that was so worthy.
And I love his eccentricity, because we were sitting at home and we were saying, my wife made the comment that so many brilliant people have this element of eccentricity, because, you know, you've got to be just a little bit of a maverick.
No, you do, because that is sort of what makes you different, and that's what makes you think differently. I don't know, it's like sort of that Nike ad, here's to the crazy ones. And the crazy ones are the ones who dare to be different, the ones who dare to make a change. Stand out.
Absolutely.
And definitely. And again, yes, the fact that he looks like Jimi Hendrix in the Doors is just a bonus, because he's just a lovely individual. And he owns it. He owns it. He uses it. I
love that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, Jody Scheckter.
Yes, so Jody Scheckter, who was a Formula One racing car driver, again, just such a phenomenal thing. I mean, who would have thought a Jewish racing car driver really could be like a thing? And he was an absolute global legend. He's spoken about magnificently by all of his peers. I mean, his video was hilarious. I think everyone is just like, he's obviously quite a character.
He must be. I loved his comments as well when you asked him if he still races. He said he can't even get into a car anymore. I just loved his, you know, how real he was. It was lovely.
No, he's totally real. The fact that he's become a farmer, I thought, was even more entertaining. Such a phenomenal guy, and so glad we could actually get him as well. We have been trying for years, but the fact that we could actually now cross to him live in the UK was fantastic.
Well, I suppose that was different. I was thinking about that, because one of the rules used to be that you had to be here to in South Africa at the time to receive your award. This year, obviously, that made absolutely no difference if you were sitting in Houghton, Sandton, or London.
Yeah, we've had people from all over the world tuning in. It was our biggest audience ever. Thousands and thousands of people, and that was the beauty of it, that we were able to do things digitally that we were not able to do in a live environment and get people that we wouldn't be able to normally get. So, and definitely Jody Scheckter was one of them. So we were thrilled, thrilled to have them.
And of course, you had the Maccabees, who I adore. So they were on as well.
They were great. We love Hallelujah. But before we even get to our entertainment, let me quickly tell you. So obviously Jonathan Broomberg won the COVID, and Michael Katz won the Business Icon Award.
Amazing.
Jonathan, again, such a legend, a human being beyond, who is so admired by everyone. Again, the work he's done during COVID has been outstanding. Michael Katz is himself an icon. Absolutely. He's been he's admired by the entire
world. I was actually surprised he's never won before.
I know, it is actually quite amazing, but we managed to accept, and which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
People again just love and admire him, and he's just such a mind. It's just actually crazy how smart he is.
When you just look at these winners, you just look at the South African Jewish community, and you can't help but actually be blown away by what this tiny little community at the end of Africa has managed to achieve within the country and globally. Watching the evening last night was just something to be seen. And Howard Saxton was saying as well, just how people have stepped up at this time. And he made a comment that actually at first shocked me. And I thought then, wow, maybe he's not wrong when he spoke about how the contributions of the Jewish community this year towards COVID and fighting and helping on all different levels was almost not as great, but there hasn't been as much contribution since the community fight against apartheid. And initially I thought, whoa, that's a strange comment to make. But when I thought about it, I think it's absolutely right. When I look at what the community has achieved this year, it is phenomenal. And to watch last night was to showcase that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why Musi Mamani was on. I mean, he wanted, he said,
absolutely.
Can I come watch? Because he is in awe of the community's contribution, because it is way, way above our punch.
I am chatting to Dina Diamond all about last night's Jewish Achievers event, which was absolutely superb. Moving on to some of the entertainment that was also incredible.
Yeah, again, something we would probably not be able to pull off based on sort of not having a digital event, because the people that we had, I mean, we had Danny Baton and Yuri Cohen singing prayer, which they would never have.
I thought that was lovely. I'm sorry, but nobody could hold a candle to Bibi and Honey G. I'm sorry. That was a delight.
Tough to compete with. It was tough to compete with, but absolutely. Honey G and Bibi were.
So who is Bibi? For anyone who doesn't know, I don't know if you remember, just around the time of the Jewish festivals, the High Holidays, Rosh Hashanah, a video went viral of this little kid singing Avinu Malkeinu, and it went completely around the world. It turns out he's a South African kid now living in Perth, and just absolutely delightful. Really, really delightful. And he got together with Honey, and I just love it. And I love even the wording, you know, alert, you know, key change coming. It was just so wonderfully imperfect and special and just awesome.
Absolutely. And Honey also just played with it and
loved it.
Mm. So great together. It was so gracious. It was just wonderful and so cute and so real. It was magnificent. We loved it. We loved it.
Yeah. And did we leave out any of the entertainment? We did. There was that Yiddish singer.
Kaylee Joe and Yid, it's called Yid and the Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
Again, people like to think about Yiddish as sort of this old sort of fogey type thing, but it was Kaylee Joe has got the most beautiful voice. She played beautifully, magnificent. She was outstanding. It was so vibey, so energetic. She's got such a beautiful energy that was just an amazing, amazing like performance. And it was literally from the Maccabees to Kaylee Joe and Yiddish to Danny Baton and Yuri Cohen, who sang the different songs, to Honey G. I mean, I don't know if you heard his a cappella version of Shout.
Oh, it was unbelievable, that. Unreal.
We were all in awe. That was, and the way it was edited, it was outstanding. It took 3 days to edit.
That's incredible.
That video.
Yeah, that's incredible. In fact, I want to ask him for a copy to play it on the show. It really, really was something spectacular. So all in all, the evening went well. You were happy with it. Jewish Report, Jewish Achievers very happy with how it went?
We were thrilled. We were thrilled. And let us not forget, we've missed two awards. Number one was the one that we actually managed to sneak past Howard Saxton, which was the Lawrence Abramson Award for actually for his excellent, like he's just absolute going be above and beyond for all the webinars, for all the pushing, the, everything else that Howard does, which we, I promise you to try and keep that a secret from him was.
Yeah, I would imagine. Not so easy.
The hardest thing. But we pulled it off, and he was absolutely, and well deserved, I think, for his the first time in his life, he was speechless.
Yeah, he was completely speechless.
That was wonderful. But so well deserved. Honestly, the amount of time, the amount of effort that he puts into this, the heart, the soul. So, we're so glad that he got it. I mean, there literally was. I mean, Dori Wheel starts in her speech. She says that we could not silence the voices because people kept saying he needs an award. He needs recognition. And he's like, no, pass net. Doesn't fit.
That's amazing. And it did. Amazing.
So we were so thrilled that we got away with it. And then also our Roll of Honor, Howard Feldman, that you were part of. You and Anton Myberg, because again, how do we choose and how do you not mention individuals that have made such a difference to the community and to society over this period? And you were definitely one of those people who, I mean, with your COVID updates every single Sunday, I mean, I know that doesn't take 1 second to do, and you did it continuously. You have been doing it for months and months and months. And I think you've given the community such a service that, that really people, I mean, every week, I'm sure you get flooded with the questions. Yeah, you sit for an hour and you answer all of them.
Yeah.
So it's just absolutely, well done to you, Mazel Tov.
Yeah, incredible to see the amount of people that have done amazing work on this year for during COVID, and it really is incredible because it's on every level. It's all, it's from the treatment to the support of the treatment to information to actual to assisting people who financially need it. It's really really quite a phenomenal thing, and last night did showcase that, which was exactly the intention by calling it the Heroes of COVID.
I mean, the role of every single one of those organizations, the Angel Network, the Getter Fund, I mean, every single contribution cannot be underplayed because it was so important and it made such a difference in the lives of so many, and to Yad Aron and to your podcast and to Anton Myberg and to so many of the doctors and Dr. Sherry Fanaroff, everyone that has contributed and really put their heart and soul and energy and passion and commitment into making everything better and society better and South Africa better. So it really had to be, it had to be done.
Absolutely amazing. Well done. An evening that you should and can be very, very proud of. It was just a phenomenal event on every single level. So well done to you. Well done to Howard Saxton, and well done to the Jewish Report.